This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, glad to welcome back in studio Mr. David Cishan. David's with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at davidcishan.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N.com. Going to talk a little bit about retirement. So, Dave, first of all, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Scott. Nice to be back.
Man, I'm telling you, it seems like the months are just flying by. It just seems, and that's what it does when you wake up and you got no money either. Where'd life go, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk just a little bit. You know, I was thinking retirement has been happening a long, long time. You would think people would have it figured out by now because it's the typical thing of just saving money. But, you know, talking with some friends this last week, we were just talking out of about five of us. One guy where his family brought him up, teaching him about money, saving money, good credit, all the importance of all that. The other four guys, not so much. So, man, too bad there's not something in our education system, and I know education is a big part to you, to let, you know, kids understand today and later in high school and college how important these years are of making money, but yet it's not what you make, it's what you save.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott, and it's not unusual because life happens along the way. And, you know, people have good intentions, but then things come up. And they focus on those things that they have to solve immediately, and they start putting off because we have plenty of time.
Sure.
And that's part of our challenge, is to get people to want to come in and visit and talk and go to our courses, because education is a great equalizer. So at least know the basics, get reinforced with what are the basics again and again and again, mm-hmm. and hopefully more will do it than less.
Right. And, you know, we've talked about it so many times with shows with you, but it seems like most people, when I talk about, hey, you have a financial planner, they're just saying like, well, I know how to invest. And they just think that's it to financial planning. And that's just, that's one small piece of the pie, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And in fact, a perfect example was this morning we had some new people come in. And we had reviewed the five areas of financial planning, and I turned around and I said to them, I asked them, did anybody ever do this for you? Which is a high-level overview of all five areas, mm-hmm. based on what they told me. And they said, no one's ever done it. And then the guy peeps up and he says, but, you know, one of the guys we use is an investment guy, and he invests our monies, and he puts it here and he puts it there. And I said to him, well, did you even look at your tax return then? No. How do they know what to do with that money if you haven't gotten a real high-level overview of your situation? And he didn't have an answer, of course.
Right.
The whole point of this is that it has to be integrated. It's not just an investing investments. That's one-fifth of the entire picture.
Sure. Now, as David mentioned, you know, education is a big, big part of what he offers. And there's going to be a special, some classes coming up we want to talk about. Rejuvenate Your Retirement. This is an educational course for retirees sponsored by Arapahoe Community College, and this is at their Parker campus, and this is going to be at 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker, and got a couple of different times set up. Some of you, the afternoons may be better, some mornings may be better, so here's some dates, and we'll give you these a couple of times throughout the program today, but it's going to start out on Thursday, May 31st. And then again on June the 7th, it'll be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Or on Tuesdays, which will be June 5th and June 12th, that will be your chance for the 9:30 a.m. session to 11:30 a.m. So again, you can pick which time is good for you. We'd like for you to call Arapahoe Community College directly to reserve your spot. That's at 303-797-5722. That's 303-797-5722. 5722. There is a small fee of $35, and that's charged by Arapahoe Community College, so it is just a small fee of $35. But again, you're going to get a wealth of information here. So let's talk about, I mean, it sounds easy, or, you know, the statement sounds good, planning your income for life, and income for life sounds good for all of us. But at the age that we're all living to, and the people living longer, which I'm certainly thankful for, you know, it seemed like, I think we've talked about this before, but, you know, when I was growing up, man, somebody would retire, and, you know, 8, 9, 11 years maybe, you know, they'd pass away. Well, now people are living 20, 30, 35 years past retirement. That takes a lot of planning.
Well, it does. And, I mean, we've got people that have been retired longer than they worked. And if you take into consideration a husband and wife that have been, that are married, of course, and age 65, they have over a 30% chance that one of them is going to make it to at least age 95. So years ago, when I started in my business here, we used to plan to like age 72.
Sure.
Because they weren't making it beyond that. Now we have to plan to at least 95.
Wow.
Yeah, at least 95. And so one of the things that's also critical in this whole area is income, making sure you have enough, and making sure that you started at the right time, like with Social Security, you know, as far as income, because that Social Security check for those retirees, that's a guaranteed income stream. That's guaranteed. It's not going to go away. Every day on that month, forever and ever, you're alive, you get that check, hopefully.
Right.
And what people want in retirement, quite honestly, is the comfort level of knowing that they have enough guaranteed income. And guaranteed could be Social Security, pensions, other types of vehicles. They have enough guaranteed income to cover those portions of their monthly expenses that they feel they need to cover. Some people need to cover 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Some only 25 because they can do something maybe somewhere else. But it's that guaranteed income, and you're right, they've got to look at it all the way out to 95. And when you think about what happens in our society, husbands and wives,
sure,
men are usually the first to go.
Yep.
And women are left holding the bag, and they used a lot of the assets to get him to the final point. And now they're left with a lot more years typically and a lot less money.
Mm-hmm.
And which is why when you go into these facilities, nursing homes, for example, there's a lot of women.
Yeah. Do you find with a lot of people, they just have kind of thought, well, hey, I've got a plan, I've got Social Security. I mean, they think that's just going to be able to get them through.
Well, they may think that, but as they get closer to retirement date, they start to think that through a little bit more, unfortunately.
Sure.
And many times it's too late. You can't create more assets automatically. So a lot of these people end up working a lot longer. And instead of retiring at 62, at 66, or now at 70, because they have to work or they want to work.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to work is okay. Having to work is another thing.
Yeah, exactly. So when we just talk about it, and we're talking about these classes here, you're going to have one on planning your income for life. Give us just a few key points when if you want to do that. Again, first of all, it does take a plan.
It takes a plan.
And someone to help you, like you, a coach, to help orchestrate it.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I am more of a coach than anything else. Because much of the things that are out there that people can do, they heard about.
Sure.
They forgot about. And so reminding them and then showing them how to take the right steps is pretty important. Income, it's all going to start with what they have, all right, what they've saved. Because a lot of the people that we see are pre-retirees. They don't have or they don't think they're going to have another 10 years or 5 years to keep putting some assets together.
Right.
So we got to assess what they have and then what and where are these assets? Because one of the biggest problems in retirement is people have their assets exposed, let's say in the stock market mostly. Well, we've had some pretty down decreases in 2008, 40 to 60% in 2002. And you know, during that period of time, a lot of people had to not retire because they couldn't afford the loss.
Sure.
So as we get closer to retirement, we have to focus. The key element is that income, your assets. How can we reposition, if you will, those assets so that they're stable? They're going to produce some type of income. Some may be guaranteed if that's what they need. All right. But the rest of it be able to grow to counter inflation and taxation. But then it's got to be monitored and watched. But, you know, we grew up in a society where we were told that if we bought good stuff and held it, by the end of the day, everything was good. Mm-hmm. That was capital market theory. And it's true. But it didn't work since 2000, or hasn't worked since 2000. It'll work again. But that's the whole point of protecting these assets somehow, because most of us, as we get closer to retirement, can't afford 10, 12 years to make up for what we lost.
Right.
And the key element of that is making sure that at least some portion of that assets are going to, into an income stream that relieves the pressure from you and the anxiety of having to pay those monthly bills.
Right. So as one part of this, you know, of course you want to estimate how many years your money can last, but then, you know, you need someone that can help you also. I'm sure there's times you kind of have to make adjustments as you go through these years, right, to some of the different plans that you've done?
Oh, yeah. That's why we meet quarterly with all of our people. Now, some want to do it on the phone, or some want to do it twice a year. It doesn't matter. But we typically set them up so it's always quarterly so that we review what's going on. Mm-hmm. Things happen in life.
Sure.
And it can be emotional things. It could be financial things. So we want to keep abreast of what's going on because we're going to have to adjust these plans. Nothing's in concrete.
Right.
The only thing we know is tomorrow's uncertain.
So who are really good if you say, hey, if you're listening to this show and you fit this, and this criteria, you should come to this class?
Right. Well, again, the criteria is obviously pre-retired individuals. Now, anybody is welcome to the class.
Sure.
But most of our folks are like 50 or so and up, all right? And then we also have people that have already retired. There's no criteria that I set for the class except that you want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this to be an intellectual exercise when they come to class. I try to motivate them so they take some of this information and they go do something with it for themselves. Because most of the people, as I talk with them in class, they haven't done a number of things that perhaps they should have.
Sure. And you also offer, just to throw this in extra, but you also offer kind of a second opinion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, second opinions are good. And for most people, again, most people that show up, I'll be honest on this subject, there's nothing wrong with a lot of stuff that they have.
Sure.
They're just used to hearing, if you go to some XYZ brokerage house, that they're going to look at your stuff and they're going to draw a pie chart and say, this is the investments you really should have. Sell all of your stuff and buy mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's nonsense.
Yep.
So again, it's kind of a situation where they can come in and review it and feel comfortable that we're not making changes.
Again, David Cishan is with us. David's with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at davidcishan.com. That's CICHON.com. And we've got a Rejuvenate for Retirement. This is an educational course, and I mean that. You know, a lot of times you hear about seminars, or they're trying to sell you something. This is not this. This is an educational course for retirees sponsored by Arapahoe Community College, and that's going to be at their Parker campus, and that's located at 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker. And there is a small fee of $35 for the class, which is charged by Arapahoe Community College, and but you can give them a call, reserve your spot today, 303-797-5722, 303-797-5722. Well, David, great information, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
When people see the new, beautiful cat lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new cat lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. Well, we're glad to have a new partner with us on Haystack Help, and it's M4 Roofing and Gutters, and they're located right here in Englewood. And it's great to have the owner, Kevin Trisna, with us. So, Kevin, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So, roofing, man, talk about a competitive field, man. Couldn't you pick something else?
It's crazy only a business, few people for in? Sure. Very competitive.
Yeah. So, quick question for you. What does hail really do to roofs? I mean, you don't think about it just pitter-pattering up there a little bit, but, I mean, how does it really damage?
Sure. What happens with the hail, normally the size of the hail needs to be about golf ball size in order to really damage shingles.
Okay.
And the damage occurs when the granules get knocked off the shingle and therefore accelerates the service life. So if you had a 25-year shingle, you're not going to see holes in the roof, which sometimes people who think they know a lot.
Right.
Look for holes. There aren't going to be holes. It's just now your 25-year shingle is probably reduced to a 10-year shingle, and that's when the insurance company steps up, and that's why they replace it.
Sure. So you've been doing this a long time. So how has the materials changed over the years of what we're seeing now in roofs?
You know, the materials have changed not a whole lot. They still have the granules on top of the shingles. They have phased out organic shingles. They had those in the past. They have introduced over the last 10 years impact-resistant shingles, and those can help cut people's premiums on their insurance. However, they're not impact-proof.
Sure.
And some people hear impact resistant and they think, boy, it would be great not to have another roofing project in my hands. Right. So the impact resistant is something that's been new over the years, as well as some of the steel roofs as well. So there's lots of different.
Now, do you guys do commercial and residential?
Yes, sir. Okay. Both commercial and residential.
All right. And I remember the other day I asked you in your office, kind of what area do you service? And you named other states. So, I mean, you'll go kind of anywhere.
We'll go anywhere.
It's a good job.
Correct. Yeah, we do have an office also down in Colorado Springs, and we're looking to open one up in the Fort Collins area this year.
Okay.
So that way we'll have the whole Front Range covered, as well as going out of state, which is how I got to Colorado, but we're staying put in Denver for this year.
Sure. So what is really the first step as a homeowner? Let's say we have a hailstorm. You're not sure if it did your roof damage or not. What should be the first step for a homeowner? Call their agent?
I believe calling their insurance agent should be the very first step.
Okay.
There's lots of companies out there that will knock on doors. You don't know where they're from. So to get a recommendation from the insurance company, I think, is the very first step that they should do.
Right. And, it's certainly not a bad thing, and we've said this for years on our show, no matter what you're dealing with, whether it be windows or roofing, whatever, it's not a bad thing for somebody to knock on your door. Maybe a good, aggressive local company that's just trying to get, business. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, and that's why we're here today. But you want to be very careful about just, someone coming to your door, and especially when I say very careful, don't be very careful. Just don't do this. Don't sign anything at your door.
That's correct. They have a lot of really, really good salesmen or door knockers that are friendly. And the last thing they're going to say is, hey, we're really bad at what we do and we don't follow up, but please sign with us anyways.
Right.
So we do have canvassing teams that go out. We're aggressive. We like to service the customers. However, checking with your agent, I think, and not signing anything at the doors is your best bet.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll just talk about how you guys work. So if you go to someone, let's say, or they call you, then do you all just come out and get on the roof then and do an inspection?
That's correct. Yeah, we do like to inspect the roof first before they file a claim, because some companies will actually knock on anybody's door and tell you they can offer you a free roof, and that's great news. However, that might not be the truth.
Sure.
So we always like to advise our customers not to call and file a claim, which is different than calling your agent for a recommendation. And then we go out there and do a visual inspection of the roof. And then at that point, if we determine there's enough damage to file a claim, we'll assist the customer in making that happen.
Right. Again, Kevin Tresna is with us. This is M4 Roofing and Gutters. Their number is 303-797-8600, 303-797-8600. You can find them at haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And they are a great local company right here. And as Kevin just mentioned, they're looking at opening a couple other offices. So we highly recommend them. Now, when you get on the roof, and let's say, half of it's damaged. How does that work with the insurance company when one half has some damage and the other half doesn't? Will they usually go ahead and replace it all?
Yeah, they'll go ahead and replace it all, because normally you'll find some damage on the other slopes.
Okay.
So, and most of the insurance companies are, when there's damage like that, they're willing to look hard on the other half and work with the customers. It's just that if you get on the peripheral of the storm and there's light damage, then it's a little bit harder to have them work with you and replace the entire roof.
Sure. We work with a group insurance analyst, and we do some shows with them about homeowners policies. And I say this all the time, most people really don't know what their homeowners policy says about a roof. And there can be some ginormous shocks to the person when they figure out what their deductible is.
That's correct.
So people really need to look at their policies and understand what's covered, don't they?
Right, and many times they don't understand until we get out there and we read what the adjuster writes up, and every once in a while they're in for a big surprise. Mm-hmm. So it does help to contact your agent, or we're very well versed in understanding the policy and can assist them in that whole process of getting a file claimed and completed.
What's usually the time frame from when someone can call you? And I realize depending on weather and a lot of different things, and you know, you get busy. I mean, is it usually a 2 or 3 months or 60 days? I mean, what's it?
It definitely varies, and I'll give you a good example. There's times when a weather event occurs, and one insurance company can have a claims adjuster out there within 2 to 3 days, and then others can take 3 weeks.
Sure.
So right off the bat, there's a difference there just based on the insurance company. When people call within a week of a storm, they can usually have their project wrapped up within 3 to 4 months. But the longer they wait to call, then they're just further back in line. But patience is the one thing we definitely try to preach to customers. And the one good thing about the hail damage industry is, unlike a tornado that rips off sections of the roof,
sure,
the roof is still watertight for the most part.
Right.
So if they're just patient, don't get excited about getting it completed sooner by using someone they don't know. That works against them anytime. So if they can just have patience, we'll get there, just like all the other local roofers.
And that's one thing we do with our senior resource of Colorado referral list, because a lot of times someone is very good coming at the door of a senior and making them feel panicked.
Right.
You know, hey, your roof's going to fall in because we had this hailstorm. And you don't want to do that.
Do
not sign anything. So, like, for you to get up on the roof, when we say don't sign something, we've heard of some companies that will say, here's just a release for you to sign for us to get on the roof, but yet actually they have signed a contract.
Correct.
Because most of us don't read what we sign.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, and that's unfortunate because that starts the distrust between the customer and the homeowner. And unfortunately, it gives the roofing industry a bad name, but that is what it is. So, again, do not sign anything and just contact the agent.
Right. Now, deductibles. There was a deal several years ago where a lot of companies were going around, hey, we'll pay your deductible and all that.
Right.
But now that's not admissible, right?
It's not admissible. And from what I understand, it never was. But I believe in 2009, there was a company that came in and really took about 100 to 200 customers for their money. And the way they got their money was by telling them they would pay their deductible. So the state got together and really tried to promote the idea that paying deductibles are illegal and the customers legally are responsible to pay their deductible anyway. So if a company tells you they're going to pay your deductible, they probably don't have a whole lot of other good traits to stand on, and that's how they get people to sign up.
Sure. Now, when the insurance companies call in, they're usually one of your representatives out there at the home when that insurance agent comes out as well?
Yes, we like to be present when the adjuster goes out from the insurance company just because there's so much language in the industry that the homeowners don't understand. And it is somewhat comical to watch a claims adjuster explain everything to a homeowner, and you can tell the homeowner has no idea what that adjuster is talking about. But since we've been doing this for such a long time and we understand it, then we're able to reiterate what they said and take it from there.
Sure. Once again, their number is 303-797-8600, 303-797-8600. Their website is m4roofing.com, so check them out. And real quick, before a break, roofing and gutters. So do most of the time you have to replace gutters when you do a roof?
You know, there's so many different scenarios, so it's hard to say most of the time.
Okay.
When you get really big hail that's wind-driven and causes a lot of damage, we ask those homeowners to go ahead and get those gutters replaced. But there's times when they're lightly dented and they don't necessarily need to be replaced.
Okay.
And in the industry, it's common for homeowners to not pay and get the gutters replaced, but then they can start using some of that money towards the deductible, and the insurance adjuster will tell them that as long as they understand they cannot get replaced twice. So if they use the money to help cover the deductible and they get damaged again, then they're not going to pay for it twice.
Well, good. Well, Kevin, this is great information. Glad to have you with us, and we'll look forward to having some more shows here in the future with you.
Great. It's my pleasure.
303-797-8600, m4roofing.com. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dr. Dean Anderson is with us, Front Range Medical Center here in Greenwood Village. Their address is 8400 East Prentice Avenue, and the number 720-851-9694. Dr. Anderson is the owner and a chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, and going to talk about neuropathy today. Dr. Anderson, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks for having me, Scott.
You know, see a lot on TV. Radio is a little different. Hey, yeah. Be a little more casual and don't have to worry about it so much.
I'm glad to be here.
It's pretty easy, so good deal. So neuropathy, boy, you see the term a lot. You see some ads on it with TV, radio, all the different things. For those just joining us, let's tell them a little bit about what neuropathy is all about.
Sure. Well, you know, what we see in our office is a lot of peripheral neuropathy, and neuropathy just means nerve damage. We're specifically seeing patients with peripheral neuropathy, and this is affecting their peripheral nerves, nerves in their feet, their legs, their hands, their arms. And oftentimes when this starts off, Scott, patients will notice some form of altered sensation. They may feel like there's something in their shoe, like there's a rock in their shoe, but there's not. Or their sock's balled up, but they take their shoe off and it isn't. Over time, it can become a little bit more intensified. You know, they'll have more tingling pain or pins and needles. It can eventually become burning, sharp shooting electrical pain. Oftentimes, patients with neuropathy can have a lot of numbness. And, you know, with the numbness, they can start to have real balance issues. So as the condition progresses, the symptoms intensify. And then the other common thing that'll happen is it'll start to, the symptoms will start to move. You know, where it starts off in the ball of foot or the toes, it'll start to move up towards the knees. And it's just a sign of kind of progression.
Wow. Does not sound like a fun deal to go through at all. Now, let's talk about treatment. You know, you've been really concentrating on this for a number of years, and I'll say it for you, I consider you a leading specialist here in the whole Denver metro area for it. So talk about your approach to treatment.
Absolutely. What we do in our office is a treatment that's electrical. Nerves are electrical. What we do is called electronic signaling treatment, and it's a very advanced form of electromedicine. It incorporates really high frequencies and amplitudes of current. And the whole objective with this treatment is to be able to treat the patient's nerve pain. So the patients who are having, you know, the burning pain, sharp shooting electrical pain, you know, we commonly see where patients start to have a significant decrease in pain. So as this happens, it's a lot easier for these people to be able to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. We'll see patients who can start to enjoy outdoor activities and go hiking. They feel more confident in their stability. Their balance can improve. So with this advanced treatment, we're, you know, treating the symptoms of nerve pain that patients are really struggling with.
So when that person is going through this with neuropathy, is it something where it's kind of a 24/7 kind of a pain, or is it hit different times throughout the day, or is just everybody different with their symptoms?
You know, it's different, but I will say early on, it's usually something that patients will notice more in the evenings or at night, you know, and oftentimes it's because they're off their feet, you know, they're kind of relaxing and they think about it a little bit more, so it's more prominent. So in the beginning, it's more, patients will tell me, hey, it comes and goes. They may not notice it during the day unless they're really thinking about it.
Right.
But as it progresses, absolutely, I'll see patients where it's more constant. You know, I'll have patients who really can't escape the discomfort and pain they're dealing with. It's 24/7, and that's where it becomes pretty debilitating.
Does our diet play a big role in neuropathy?
Yeah, it absolutely can. You know, you bring up the real question, which is, you know, what are the causes to neuropathy? And yeah, most people come into our office because of this advanced treatment we do and the results that we get. But I never want to lose sight of the fact that there's a reason patients have it. And a lot of people, when they come in, they're told, hey, it's idiopathic. They don't know why they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And to those individuals, I stress there is a reason. So when you look at causes to peripheral neuropathy, the most common cause are blood sugar issues. A lot of people associate neuropathy with diabetes. But even patients who are pre-diabetic can end up with neuropathy. We see patients who have neuropathy as a side effect of certain medications. We see it as a result of an autoimmune issue they have, or chronic inflammatory problems. It can be because of liver or kidney problems. So
right.
There is a reason patients have it, and that's one of the real keys. It's not, you know, just treating the nerve pain. It's making sure we know why they have it, and we address those underlying issues as well. And that's what's going to allow patients to have a really good prognosis.
Dr. Dean Anderson is with us, Front Range Medical Center. Once again, their number is 720-851-9694. And talked to Dr. Anderson a little bit before our segment started, and he's kind enough to offer a free consultation. This is $120 value, but if you'll mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, let's talk a little bit about what that initial consultation will look like.
Absolutely. When patients come into our office in the beginning, Scott, I sit down and really just spend a lot of time going through health history. You know, I want to be able to understand not just the symptoms that they're dealing with, their neuropathy symptoms, but we want to understand how it affects, you know, their daily activities and really what their goals are. And then we start to dive into, you know, their past history, because I need to be able to get an understanding of why they have it. Oftentimes after these initial appointments, we'll request past records because I want to be able to comb through past blood work. And this is all to make sure we have a good grasp on what's causing it. You know, the initial consultation that, again, is complimentary also includes a chance for me to be able to really assess and go through a neuropathy-specific exam. So we can determine the type of nerve damage they have, the severity of it, and this is also part of what helps me determine if we can help.
Sure. So is blood work something that you'll usually look, will that show, yeah, you've got neuropathy, or you just kind of look for different symptoms in the blood?
Sure.
Panels.
The exam that we do in the office will help me determine if they have neuropathy and nerve damage and the type of nerve damage and the severity of it. You know, we look at blood work patients have had done, usually from their primary care doctor or other doctors that they've seen, so we can understand maybe what's causing it. You know, are there blood sugar issues causing it? Is there possible inflammatory issues or autoimmune issues causing it? So we're usually looking at past records or blood work to get an understanding of, hey, what's causing the neuropathy that the patient has.
Right. You know, you've been doing this a long time in the chiropractic world, so you've seen people where pain has really made them give up the things they love. And like you say, whether it's hunting, fishing, outdoors, hiking, playing with grandkids, whatever, pain will change your life.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot for patients to deal with, and especially, Scott, when it becomes, you know, 24/7 and
yeah.
It's chronic. I see where, you know, it affects patients, you know, their moods. There's patients who are depressed because of it. It affects their social activities. They don't want to be out and socialize anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it affects their relationships. So, you know, it can be very frustrating to deal with.
Right. Any patients come to mind, oh, maybe over the last few months where, boy, they came to you and they say, wow, you know, I've been living with this for so many years and I've been told by many doctors there was nothing. And you know what? Hey, you know, hey, if we get them 100% better, great. But you know what? I'm telling you, man, if you can get people 50 to 70% better,
yeah,
most people will take that all day.
Absolutely. And that's what I always tell patients in the office, Scott, is, you know, I'm not, well, what we do is not a cure for anything. You know, our objective with patients is, you know, to see improvement with them. And depending on severity, some patients are going to have a lot more improvement than others. But, you know, when patients can get, you know, 60, 70, 80% improvement, and maybe their pain's not constant anymore, mm-hmm. and they can sleep at night, and they can enjoy those hikes we're talking about, or playing with their grandkids, you know, it can be life-changing.
Sure.
It really can. And, you know, you ask about specific patients. I have a patient who's been in my office for a couple months. We're kind of towards the end of his treatment, but this patient's name is Gary. And when Gary came into my office, he was in a wheelchair. And Gary comes into my office now in a walker. And it's dramatically changed his life.
That's a big change.
Obviously, his mobility's better. I know his wife comes with him every time as well. And, you know, it's affected her life because she doesn't see him in pain all the time. And, you know, he's a lot nicer to be around. And
sure.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I always give Gary a hard time because when he came in, he had it was one of the motorized wheelchairs, and he just banged up my walls, and he was bouncing off them. So I always tease him about that. And now he's, you know, using a walker, and he doesn't have to worry about scuffing up the walls anymore.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
What would be your challenge to people out there that say, hey, you know, I've been feeling these symptoms a long time. I've been on medicines, and I've just decided to kind of live with it. But do you see people where they've just waited so long to come in, and had they come in maybe a year or two earlier, I mean, it could have made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, I guess, kind of two parts to what you're asking me. Number one, yeah, I see patients who come into my office and their neuropathy is so severe that I can't help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, I'm always trying to be as upfront as I can with patients, so we absolutely see those cases. You know, the challenge, I guess, if there is for patients, it's the other thing that I see that's very difficult is a lot of patients dealing with this have been told, hey, nothing can be done for you. You know, you have neuropathy, you know, taking the medication to manage the symptoms the best you can do. So a lot of times patients have lost hope. And a lot of times when patients come in to see me, that's where they're at, and they're very skeptical. And I completely understand why. And so what's a big challenge for a lot of my patients, and I know it's where patients put a lot of trust into us, is that, you know, now they may have somebody such as myself saying, hey, you know, we've assessed you. I've looked at the neuropathy. We've got an understanding of why you cause this. We feel like, you know, we can help you. So sometimes it's a big hurdle for patients to get across mentally that, hey, I've been told nothing can be done, and now somebody's telling me that they can help me. So that's always a big challenge for patients as well. So one of the things that's just so important is for people is to just not give up, you know, because I commonly see patients who have been told nothing can be done for you. And, you know, we've been able to at times help those individuals. And again, we can't help everyone, but my job is to put patients in a position to succeed. And Scott, if they can have results and if, you know, they can get to where they're sleeping better, enjoy activities better, they're more stable, they have better balance, and they're not fall risks.
Sure.
And it's very rewarding, and patients are very appreciative.
Absolutely. Well, again, just a personal endorsement for Dr. Anderson. I've treated with him on some other different issues. I've sent personal friends to him for this neuropathy. And I'm telling you, he, and in my words, not his, but in my words, he is leading guy here in the Denver metro area. So if you're suffering with this thing called neuropathy, give his office a call. If you're just turning on your radio, it's a free consultation. Just mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, 720-851-9694. Again, 720-851-9694. You can check out his website at denverneuropathy.com. Dr. Anderson, always great to see you, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thanks, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms.
You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
When it comes to retirement planning, one of our biggest fears is running out of money. Have you sat down with a financial professional to help you plan for a comfortable retirement? It's never too soon or too late for retirement planning. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have John Hinkle with us. Online Trading Academy. And Online Trading Academy is one of the first companies that came on with us with Haystack Help back in 2009. So, again, these folks have been doing it the right way for all of these years. And they are the largest financial educator in the country. And with that, welcome, John, back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good to be here, Scott.
You know, when we talk about all these different centers that you have, this is a great advantage to me for students, because if they relocate somewhere, move somewhere, when they want to get back in maybe with some more training and stuff, pretty good chance there's a center fairly good travel to them.
Yeah, one of the great things that about the Academy is we've got campuses all over the world, more than 40 of them, I think 42 at last count. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's right. And really all over the U.S. and throughout the English-speaking world. So, and we have students that, you know, that move to other locations. You know, we're in a mobile society, so one of the great things about the Academy is wherever you go, you know, there's usually an academy nearby that can further your education.
Right. You know, it's been a while since we kind of reset who you are and your professional background in this. So take just a minute and tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, before I started running the Denver branch of the Academy, I spent 25 years as a professional trader. I spent 15 years on the Chicago Board Options Exchange trading for myself, buying low and selling high every day. You know, and then I spent, after that, I spent 10 years at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the largest futures exchange in the world, trading electronic futures for myself in my account. And, you know, one of those things that happens as you age. When I turned 50, I knew I wanted to do something else, and I wanted to get back out west. I grew up in Arizona, so I wanted to get out west where there's a little sunnier than Chicago. And for the last 6 years, I've been teaching people at the Academy, or running the Denver branch of the Online Trading Academy, teaching people how to trade and invest.
Right. And we've mentioned this before, but don't be fooled by the name Online Trading Academy. Tell us a little bit about the campus.
Yeah, we've got a great campus right here just north of the Denver Tech Center. We've got three classrooms where we teach people how to trade and invest using a highly precise patented method.
Okay. Now, I think the thing that scares most people when you talk about stock market is just the volatility. I mean, things go up and down, and you hear some of the really rich guys losing just, in Texas, we would say, boatloads of money in an hour or two, you know. And so, I mean, Warren Buffett the other day, I saw him doing some stuff. So tell us how you guys look at the market.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that we kind of reduced the markets to the simplest component. We're concerned with price action, because that's something knowable. That's something in front of you. You can see, if you can read a chart, we can teach you how to trade, as one of our instructors like to say. We tend to filter out the news. A lot of times, the news has people doing the exact wrong thing at the mm-hmm. wrong time. And we want to look at actually price action. So we'll teach our students to look at the markets a lot differently probably than they have. We're not chasing the hot tips from your neighbor or the hot tips that you see on any of the financial news networks. We're interested in having a very grounded approach to looking at the market.
All right. Again, John Hinkle is our guest. Online Trading Academy is the company. You can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. And John does this for us every once in a while, but talk to him a little bit before the segment here. And tell us about this half-day class that you have and what you're going to do for us.
Yeah, well, it's really a great class. It's an opportunity to really learn about the markets, you know, from the ground up, why the market goes up, why it goes down. We're going to show you during that class how to make more money with less risk. We're also going to give you a step-by-step process you can take to really make the market work for you.
Right. And, you know, I was in a bookstore the other day picking up something for a guy, and I just was looking around, and, man, many people have written books about stuff, but when you look at your proven method for over 40 years, that's a lot better investment of 3.5 hours, I think, to come to a half-day class.
You know, it's funny. There's so many. I think there are more books, self-help books on diet and investing than any other
right.
kind. And frankly, you know, that's probably not the best way to do it. You know, one of the things that I think about the investing world and trading world is just like a lot of, you know, if you look at people that are tradesmen or people and, you know, a doctor, you go to school and then you become an intern and then you do your residency. Mm-hmm. You know, trading's the same way. It's a skill that people learn, and it's really about having a mentorship process, and that's kind of what we really offer at the academy when it gets down to it.
Right. As I mentioned, I saw you in one of your TV deals the other day, and you used a couple of words. You said skill set. You know, so it takes some discipline for this.
Yeah, it really takes. You know, it takes some practice. You know, one of the things I want to be quite clear on is it's not a get rich quick scheme. It's more of a get rich slow scheme.
Right.
I tell our students that we're running a marathon, not a sprint, and these are life-changing skills that you have for life. Mm-hmm. And once you have those skills, you can never be outsourced or downsized, or it's incredibly powerful to have the security knowing that you are in control of your own destiny.
Right. You know, I've been over your campus a number of times and see they're doing breaks. What are some of the things that students, you know, they may come up to you and just say, man, I am so surprised to learn.
You know, it's funny. I think one of the things that students are really surprised are is how misleading some of the financial press is, and
yeah.
how they tend to tell you to do the wrong thing at the wrong time. And it's not, I don't know that it's intentional or anything like that. It's just, you know, people get excited when things go up and you know, it's there's so much misinformation or
sure.
maybe incorrect information out there that leads people to make bad decisions with their investing. I think they're always surprised by that.
Yeah, the media can certainly put everybody in a tailspin very, very quickly.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, if you think about, human beings are creatures, we're social creatures, you mm-hmm. know, so we can be influenced to our detriment occasionally by others in the investing, and maybe in some other areas of life too, but certainly in the investing area, you know, it pays to be clear thinking and think ahead outside the box, really.
Right. Again, this is a half-day class. You can learn how to trade, invest, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. This is a $500 value, but John's kind enough to give us some free passes here. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John right here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you passes this half-day class. And they do these quite a bit throughout the month, so they'll find a date that hopefully will work for you. Or you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. You know, I think one thing that I was talking with some of the younger folks here at the station the other day, and we were just talking about how really, I mean, most – you know, kids, their parents that were, you know, let's say if we're in that 50 to 60 range, parents didn't teach us a lot about money, and schools don't teach us a lot about money. So I think what's a challenge you'd give somebody out there? Hey, if you're in that 40 to 50 range, you think you're doing good, whatever.
I mean, again, you don't realize how much money it's going to take to retire, right?
Yeah, and it's not just retirement, too. I mean, people want to live an enriched lifestyle. If you think about it, it feels like people I talk to, wages really haven't kept track with mm-hmm. what things are cost. So, I mean, think of what the housing market's done. Think of the cost of education. Think of the cost of health care. You know, people aren't really keeping up with those expenses. So it's not just retirement. It's it's you know, I talk to families every day that they kind of feel like they're stuck and they're frustrated that they can't get to where they want to go. And trading and investing might be something that could move them forward. And so I always encourage people to come and kind of check that out at the half-day class and see if it's something that could have a meaningful impact for you.
Do you see any advantage where or do you have a lot of couples that come together where they kind of want to learn together?
Yeah, you know, and we see a lot of couples that come together. Usually one spouse or the other is interested in trading, the other's there for support. But I think it's always great, you know, if you're in a significant other, to have that person on the same page with you.
Right. Again, we've talked about their instructors a lot of times, but in your opinion, I mean, what do you guys look for in an instructor? I mean, what makes a good teacher like that?
Well, I think the most important thing is, well, first off, there's certain qualifications they have to have. They have to be a professional trader, number one. However, that's not really enough to be a really good instructor. You have to be able to communicate things to people that are brand new to financial markets. People that are real novices to trading and investing, you have to be able to communicate in a way that they can take that information and apply it themselves to make a meaningful impact on their own trading and investing.
Absolutely. Again, give them a call, 303-217-4511. Tell them you'd like to come to this half-day class. During this class, you're going to learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great degree of accuracy using their patented rule-based strategy. As I mentioned earlier, this is a $500 value, but the tuition is waived. All you have to do is mention Haystack Help Radio. Again, that number is 303-217-4511, and you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. John, man, another 10 years we'll be doing this again.
Always.
You guys have helped a lot of people. My mechanic, even, that I've used for probably 15 years, you know, came to the class there and is doing some things with you. And, I mean, he said, man, he goes, you know, it's cool. He goes, because I don't want to make a mistake. And it's not that you won't make a mistake. I don't want to say that. But he said, I want to have people that have already been down that road teaching me.
You know, it's like anything else. It's easiest to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, somebody that's already doing it. I don't care if your goal is to be a chef or a barber or, you know, an electrician or a doctor. You want to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, that can teach you the right way and maybe help you avoid some of the mistakes that they may have made along the way.
Sure. Well, give them a call today. Take advantage of this half-day class, 303-217-4511, tradingacademy.com. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Be sure and check out that website once again, tradingacademy.com, and take advantage of this free half-day class. And we want to thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. That's 303-333-4357. Leave it right here on KLZ 560, and have a great day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.